We have Alaska Airlines that has come back now after the pandemic. They are now up to two flights a day to Seattle, and we are going to see them go to three and four flights a day next year in 2024. And I think that is outstanding for us. While we are missing some of the nonstop flights into California, that Seattle connectivity is really important to us. And they've now taken over Hawaiian Airlines. And so we will have an opportunity to get to Hawaii out of Seattle. I think that'll be great for us. I think in the future, though, we are really focused on trying to regain some of the services that we lost prior to the pandemic. And certainly, California serving our tech community is a top priority in terms of air service development. And it is also for the greater Destination Victoria tourism folks as well. I've been in lots of conversations with their CEO, Paul Nursey, just to understand where they're focused their efforts from an inbound tourism development perspective, and also how we can align that with the business community who are focused on the outbound. We always think about, where we want to go ourselves, but there's also a tourism market that we need to make sure that we're serving as well. Victoria is an outstanding tourism destination, and how can we maximize those opportunities? And working together with our tourism community and our economic development and business community will be really essential for us to grow back those services that I know the Victoria community is so eagerly looking to see return to Victoria Airport.